This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. Talk about current events. Are they flying past you at Mach 5 speed or what? While you were asleep last night, Mike Flynn fell on his sword and resigned, so he is out. We got two confirmations, so we're moving along slowly but surely, just at the pace the Democrats would like, although they probably would want it to be a little bit slower. But we got our first 100 to zero confirmation with Dr. David Shulkin, and here with us right now with the Concerned Veterans for American Policy Director, Dan Caldwell. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, good to have you here. I got to take it. CVA is excited about this pick.
We're optimistic. You know, I know that there are a lot of veterans and a lot of veteran advocates that originally were somewhat concerned that President Trump had chosen Dr. Shulkin since he was a holdover from the Obama administration. But you know, as we've talked to him, you know, previously to this, to him being announced as VA secretary, and as he has built out his team, we've become more and more confident that this is the guy that's going to help turn the VA around. And President Trump has made clear he's not backing off his campaign promise to reform and fix the VA. This is a top priority for him, and I don't think that President Trump would have chosen Dr. Shulkin if he didn't share his vision for reforming and fixing the VA. So we're optimistic, and we're looking forward to working with Dr. Shulkin to really turn things around.
Well, it's not like Dr. Shulkin doesn't know what the problems are and where the skeletons and the closet is, does he?
He should. He's been there a year and a half now. He's learned some, I think, some hard lessons about how the VA works compared to some of the private medical systems that he's worked at. He's tapping people that have worked in the system but have been outside of it and know the problems and analyze the problems to help fix it. You know, people like Newt Gingrich and others like that. So he's turning to a good group of people with some great ideas to help solve it. And he knows where all the bodies are buried, so to say. And I think that that's actually going to be a big advantage for him.
Hey, Dan, what will give the CVA increased confidence that Shulkin was the right pick? I mean, going into it, you're hopeful. You've had meetings with him. It would appear that he gets it. But what's the next step that the CVA and other veterans would like to see from, Dr. Shulkin?
So just to be clear, is that we haven't met with him since he was VA secretary. When he was undersecretary, you know, we had members of our team, our policy team, and some of our advisors who met with him and shared some of our thoughts. And, you know, unlike the VA secretary at the time, Bob McDonald, he was more receptive to some of the ideas that we were sharing. So that for us was positive. And the fact that he is turning to a good group of advisors, a good group of people, like I mentioned before. But now that he's got the team in place, or he's starting to get his team in place, still got to fill out some assistant secretary and undersecretary positions. But, you know, now that he's in place, the big thing he's got to do is he's really got to make it a priority to get more accountability within the VA. It still takes too long to fire a bad VA employee. He admitted that during his confirmation hearing. So he's got to work with Congress to pass better legislation that reforms the VA's personnel system and allows him to remove some of these bad apples. And that is the absolute first priority, and that's something he's going to have to work with Congress on.
And maybe part of that, too, Dan, is just getting the VA on the right track. Maybe the other people will filter themselves out as things happen in a positive way within the VA. So it would seem that historically there's been a systemic issue there. So we wish Secretary Shulkin all the best here as he takes on the number one chair at the VA, right?
Absolutely. We wish him the best, and we look forward to working with him to do the right thing.
Dan Caldwell with Concerned Veterans for America. Dan, thank you so much for coming on with us. just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. We got more coming up. Dr. Herb London is next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the goal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a long way to go. We've got a long, hard battle. It's been a long time coming. This didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to change overnight either. So don't grow weary in doing good and staying focused on those things that will get us back on the right track. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Herb London is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Dr. Herb, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear your voice, Bill.
Well, good to hear yours. Did you get to sleep okay last night? I mean, as we were going to bed,
well,
we had two confirmations, and then we got Mike Flynn out. So my read on this is bureaucrats one, Team Trump zero.
Well, I think that's probably right. I think the intelligence community had their knives sharpened, very eager to see Mike Flynn embarrassed in some fashion. Mm-hmm. Mike is a wonderful guy, a good friend, and someone I greatly admire. I think that he has served the country very effectively, and in my judgment, probably at some point will serve the country again. Mm-hmm. This notch in the belt that the left has been able to obtain for itself is not the end. Obviously, this relentless desire to undermine the Trump administration will continue. However, I do believe that a lot of consideration will be given to the next national security advisor because of what's happening on the world stage. The
right.
events that are occurring with North Korea and with Iran clearly suggest that someone has to be there providing guidance on what this administration ought to be doing.
Well, that's exactly the point here, Herb, is that with all that we're dealing with, it seems that the bureaucrats and those on the left want to get mired in all the particulars as opposed to the specific mission that is at hand, which is the safety of our country and its citizens right now.
Well, when you consider the fact that the issue here, or supposedly the issue, I don't really believe it was the real issue, was that Mike had a conversation with the Russian ambassador, and that was not completely revealed to the vice president. Well, you know, the fact is it's not a real violation of the Logan Act because there are people who are designated as national security advisors who have conversations of that kind all the time. The issue here is really something I think that is far more fundamental, and that is the intelligence community not really liking Mike because when he took over the job, he said that defense intelligence, as well as the CIA, were not doing their job. Mm-hmm. His argument was that we are not getting the kind of intelligence reports we need because these people were conforming to views that the President of the United States held. And that was one of the reasons why Mike resigned in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there's an awful lot here that is not seen or understood by the public, but I do think that Mike Flynn is an extraordinary guy who has served the country in a very effective manner.
Well, like you say, him having a conversation and only he and the ambassador and certainly those that listened in on the conversation knew exactly what was going on. But he obviously opened himself up for this kind of scrutiny. And it's very unfortunate because I got to tell you, Herb, when Mike Flynn had said the reason why he was so committed to Donald Trump, that convinced me. And I have, I don't know Mike Flynn as well as you do, certainly, but I just have, you know, just appreciated his heart and his tenacity, and the quality of the man. I think this whole situation is unfortunate for somebody with his, with his history, all that he gave to the country, that, possibly he made a mistake here. And,
it's possible that he made a mistake. If it is a mistake, I regard it as a pedophaging mistake.
Right.
I don't think it was done with any ill intent. I don't think that he had jeopardized the either the security of the United States or was in the position of making policy unilaterally. I don't
exactly
think that any of those things happened. I think that if there was a mistake, he probably didn't provide as much of a transparent view of what transpired during the course of the conversation to Mike Pence. That may very well be the case.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's hard for me to believe that that would be the issue that would lead to his departure. I find it very, very hard to believe.
No, I understand. And those that know Mike Flynn like yourself would say the same thing. And, I think it's unfortunate because, he's a quality individual, and to lose his services, maybe in some sort of form. I mean, you could tell that the president was doing everything he could to hold on to Mike, but Mike decided on his own that he needed to fall on his sword, that it would detract from, the speed and the focus of this administration. I mean, the president is dealing with enough, with enough adversity at large without creating an added distraction that would be unnecessary. So,
Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is perfectly willing to sacrifice on behalf of this country. And I believe that this was a sacrifice, and I think you stated it very accurately. Mike probably did not have to go, but believed that this whole episode was a distraction that would stand in the way of the kind of policy direction that the president required at this time.
Well, the media would not let go of this, sadly. This is atypical, and we've got more to look at, going forward, the way they handle reporting about the president and his team. We got two confirmations last night, Dr. David Shulkin, everybody, a unanimous vote for him last night, and so, the president's cabinet is slowly but surely getting in place.
And not only is it getting in place, but in my judgment, it's among the most distinguished cabinets that we've seen in the last five or six presidencies. So I think that President Trump deserves an awful lot of credit for assembling an extraordinary group of people who are now serving the government of the United States. I think that this is a truly distinguished cabinet. I mean, obviously, there are some one or two that you might say are questionable, but on the whole, it's really an outstanding group.
Yeah, you look at it. I mean, the people's, the experience, the people that have come in. I mean, I think America has been looking for some information or some, some counsel from somebody outside the Beltway. And you've got people that have been very successful in business that I think bring a lot to the table here, Herb.
I agree with that completely. I do think that Trump deserves an awful lot of credit. His instincts appear to be impeccable. The issue for me is that he's really got to keep his eye on what are the critical issues of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt he's going to be tested. He's being tested by Iran at the moment. He's being tested by North Korea. He's got to start concerning himself with what are the overarching and important issues, not the pedophaging matters of whether, in fact, his daughter's products are being sold in a department store or not. That's not an issue for the president.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. And also, I'm looking at the clock here, Herb. I mean, we got 18 months or so, and then we're going to be in midterm mode, and things are going to get bogged down there. And he can hope that, everything stays relatively, the same. Maybe they gain a couple of more seats in the Senate, if that's possible. But, 18 months and counting, I mean, this goes by so quickly. And even though he's moving at the speed of light himself, the Democrats are doing everything he can. I mean, he's just dragging them along, isn't he?
He's dragging the Democrats along. Look, the Democratic Party is in disarray. If I would ask you today, and I mean, look at this matter dispassionately, and of course, you're a guy who's following the news every single day, but if I were to say to you, what are the four or five major issues for the Democratic Party, what could you say of a positive nature, aside from the fact that they're opposed to Republicans on X, Y, and Z? What would you say is now the Democratic platform? I think you'd be hard-pressed to identify any characteristics that are distinctly Democratic.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. We'll be back more with Dr. Herb London on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, that's why we've got to keep them accountable, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eye on the ball. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. Last night, while you were sleeping, it was Mike Flynn resigning. And I think this is a huge loss in the president's inner circle. He was one of four men very, very close to the president. And he is out. Steve Mnuchin got confirmed last night. Dr. David Shulkin, the first confirmation that was unanimously voted in. So We've got two more in, and of course the president will be looking for a security advisor to replace Mike Flynn, and I think that's a big loss, and that says a whole lot, as you heard us discuss earlier with Dr. Herb Blunden, and he's back with us to further our conversation. Dr. Herb, you brought up, I mean, here the president is Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. I mean, most people, you say, hey, what'd you do over the weekend? Well, I was getting ready for Valentine's Day, you know, watching a little bit of golf, little Pebble Beach, you know, admiring the weather out there. And meanwhile, our president is playing host to Japan's leader. And while they're at Mar-a-Lago, they get news that the North Koreans are at it again.
Well, it certainly would make the Japanese very uncomfortable. The interesting thing about that is that I don't know exactly what transpired in that conversation, although I've had the opportunity to meet President Abe on a couple of occasions. But if I were in Trump's position, one of the things that I would certainly discuss is whether, in fact, the Japanese could put a lot of pressure on China to exert even more control over North Korea. And one way to do that is to talk about the modification in the Chinese in the Japanese Constitution that would allow for the creation of nuclear weapons. I know that's controversial. I know there would be a lot of people very much opposed to it. But the younger generation in Japan that does not remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki might be willing to do that because it would serve as a deterrent to North Korea.
This is a bit of game of chess, isn't it, here a bit? But you've
got, it is a game of chess, and again, we have not played our hand very effectively. Mm-hmm. At no point did Obama talk about the Japanese moving in this direction. I'm merely mentioning this to you because I think it provides some leverage. Keep in mind that the United States has attempted to put pressure on China because the Chinese provide food and fuel to North Koreans. Mm-hmm. Without that, there is no North Korea. And yet the Chinese are unwilling to exercise the kind of leverage that they presently have. The only way you're going to put pressure on China is to do something that would affect the Chinese directly.
Yeah, something's got to give here. Yeah, something has to give, Dr. Herb, because otherwise we just keep going round in circles here, and obviously there's not enough influence or force, as you say, from our side to get them to think differently, because look at how aggressive they are being there, you know, in the South China Sea with this military buildup and this, you know, these made-up islands. I mean, that's a serious threat. I mean, this is, you know, this isn't going away. This is just getting bigger and being more fortified, isn't it?
Well, I think that's exactly right. You don't want the Chinese as an enemy, but you also have to recognize the fact that they're not a friend. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in between, the United States has to exercise whatever control it can over a part of the world that the United States once guaranteed as having freedom of the seas. We do not have freedom of the seas if the Chinese are going to carve out for themselves an air perimeter zone that will not permit ships or planes to go through. Again, if you look at the map, it's very clear that 40% of all the commercial tonnage that goes into Asia goes through the South China Sea into the Straits of Malacca. These are choke points, and there's no doubt that the Chinese can play a very significant role in controlling world trade. The United States, since the end of World War II, provided for freedom of the seas. That has been a guarantee that the United States has given to the world. I'm not sure that we're capable of providing that any longer.
Well, we're so far down the road in that particular buildup. I mean, how do you get the genie back in the bottle? I mean, this I don't believe would have happened under a Donald Trump watch, but this has happened over the previous administrations, and they've just, I don't know, what were they thinking? It was going to just be some, you know, Club Med resort that they were building out there?
Well, again, you know, in the case of the Obama administration, foreign policy was neither foreign nor policy. It was designed to engage in a withdrawal of the United States from world affairs. And we see what happens when you create this kind of vacuum. A vacuum in nature is like a vacuum in international affairs. It will be filled in some way, some form, some shape. And it has been filled by many of our enemies. That is what we've seen across the globe. What Trump has to do is engage in catch-up. And that's not an easy task.
No.
Even if you wanted to build more surface vessels and put them in the Pacific, it's going to take a couple of years. It's not going to happen overnight.
Well, kind of ironic that President Obama often complained about what George Bush left him. And I'd said early on the next president was going to be complaining with what Barack Obama left for the next president. Boy, there's a lot of things that are happening that he's got to deal with. I mean, not only we talk about North Korea, you've got Iran with, you know, some sort of goofy agreement that says they're not going to have nuclear weapons, but yet everything tells you that that's exactly what they're going to have. And somehow...
Well, it's interesting.
Go ahead.
Excuse me for interrupting. I was going to say it's interesting that the president keeps asserting that he prevented Iran from having nuclear weapons. But if you read the agreement suggests that Iran can engage in breakout, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, or 11 years, there's no question they will have nuclear weapons. The only thing that has been done in this so-called agreement is that it holds up the development of nuclear weapons, assuming that there's agreement on the part of all parties, but it does not stop Iran from possessing nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
Excuse me for interrupting you, by the way.
No, not a problem, because the next thing that happens is, you know, just like what we've got going on in China, the dynamic there, who's going to be the leverage point, who's going to be the choke point against China to force them to behave, and now you got Iran who, I don't know that anybody can force them to behave whatsoever, so what are we going to do? You know, the game of chess is going, so I've got to counter their move with, what, Saudi Arabia having nuclear weapons?
Well, I think that what you're going to see is proliferation of nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
You've raised an interesting point. Where was chess invented? It was invented in Persia.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in Iran.
Yeah. Exactly.
They know how to play that game.
Right. And so here it is. I mean, and they're playing it well. And of course, they took unfair advantage of, I would say, the sympathies of a, I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt what Barack Obama did for us. But you said it well, Dr. London. You know, he didn't help us with policy and didn't help us on the foreign stage whatsoever. And as a result, I think he made it quite dangerous, not only for America, but for the world here, don't you think?
Oh, I think that the world is in disarray. I mean, if you look around the globe, there is scarcely a point anywhere in this extraordinary world where you're not finding real problems that exist, in large part because the equilibrium that the United States once created in foreign policy did not exist in the last 8 years. What Trump has to do is to say to our allies and potential allies, look, you can count on the United States again. It's a difficult and uphill struggle that he's engaged in. And when you say that, do people really believe it any longer? Do you believe in the United States?
Right.
I know I've spent some time with the president of Egypt, and invariably he says, look, I love America, but I don't know if America loves me.
Exactly.
The problem, he says, is, you know, I get all of these rhetorical comments about we'll work together, we'll be together, but when we need a parts for our Apaches, the helicopters that are fighting the war in the Sinai, they don't arrive. When the United States gets on into the United Nations and they're looking for support, they don't get the support. And so what you have are nations across the globe that are very skeptical about the United States. Trump has to do everything in his power to bridge this gap that has been created over the last couple of administrations.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here, and I hope that people are appreciating the subtlety of this, because, like you say, and what happened in the United Nations, look what happened recently when everybody took one giant step, Mother May I, away from Israel and put Israel in a vulnerable position. And the United States, even though in the background, they definitely led the way.
Well, we led the way, and we probably orchestrated the language that was used during the course of that proposition. I mean, one of the things that has not been discovered, even though Egyptian intelligence has written about this, is that the United States did not only abstain, it also had something to do with meeting with the Palestinians and describing the tactics that would be employed in the UN at the Security Council vote.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Herb London has been with us, and Dr. Herb, we got about 20 seconds left. I mean, you talk about our allies not understanding the United States and even in really being congealed on the threat. I mean, we have judges here in America that cannot seem to understand this, and this is why most of America is confused and scratching their heads as well. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Dr. London, always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Well,
are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, I'll tell you, it takes all of us to have courage. We've got to step outside of ourselves and understand, we're going to let go of the things that are most important to us that we may think for the moment. And, as John Kennedy said, it's not about you, it's about a country. It's about the United States of America. I tell you, I think back and how close we were to losing this republic. And it is amazing to me the outrage that has taken place. And I understand. I guess amazing only because as you observe it, you wonder, okay, what are these people thinking? You know, with them, all the disruption. I'm for civil discourse. I'm for civil demonstration and protestation. That's not a problem. But when you are doing something that gets in the way of this republic and is making things worse, it's not adding to the proposition, only taking away. I think it's a waste of time, waste of energy, and it's unfortunate. And it's no doubt it's being orchestrated here. Ed Pizzulli is with us, president of the Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott. Was the co-chair of Jeb Bush for governor in Broward County, also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation, an active member of the Republican Party, and served as chairman of the Republican Party in the Broward County, Florida area. Ed, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Mike Flynn is out. We got two confirmations last night. A bittersweet evening, I think, all things considered, because the president, it would appear, was doing everything he could to hold Mike Flynn in position. But the left would just not allow it.
Well, look, the bigger issue is not what happened on, you know, around Christmas time when he wishes, when he picks up the phone and wishes has a holiday greetings call. It's the idea that he conveyed not the entire full truth to the vice president, and the vice president got out there and went out and defended him based upon that conversation, and it wasn't exactly true. And you know what? Here's what I would say to your listeners: the takeaway is Donald Trump recognized an issue. Notwithstanding his desire to keep Mike Flynn, he understood that General Flynn at this point, didn't tell the truth or wasn't fully forthcoming, and so, we needed to move on. And President Trump will not be deterred, in achieving, things in the big picture for the country, not just for him. It's just not about winning for his administration. It's about winning for the country. And I think that he's focused on that, and anything that takes, is a distraction to that, that's worthy is going to be dealt with and dealt with quickly. I think they, did the appropriate, gave, General Flynn the appropriate review, and, decision was made that there's nothing that's going to be a distraction to Donald Trump making headway,
exactly,
and fulfilling his campaign promises.
Well, Ed, look what he's done in the short period of time that he's been in office. I mean, he has put the Beltway on notice. Congress is on notice. Their hair is on fire. I mean, he has electrified the Beltway like, I don't know of any other president that has electrified the Beltway as much as he has.
Well, he was elected to shake up Washington, and he's shaking up Washington, and everybody else who is watching from outside the Beltway, for the most part, is saying, you go get him, Donald
yes.
Trump. I mean, you've got some protesters out there. You know, you talked about it earlier, but bottom line is that he is doing what I believe he's promised. He's bringing jobs back to America. He's creating an atmosphere that businesses want to stay and grow, creating jobs and employment opportunities for Americans. He's put the world on notice. You saw what I thought was a great bit of diplomacy with the Prime Minister of Japan, and yesterday with Prime Minister Trudeau from Canada. I think all those things, he is doing everything that he said he was going to do. And I'll tell you what, he is accomplishing more in the first 3 or 4 weeks of his presidency than we saw activity-wise in the last 4 years of the Obama administration.
Yeah, and he's doing this in spite of the resistance. As you said, you know, you got people out on the street in some sort of, you know, alleged spontaneous protest, which we know that's a bunch of bunk.
Right.
You know, this has been a planned deal. They put themselves together. I mean, look at them all wearing the same outfits. I mean, if you didn't know better, they were probably extracts from the Women's March or something, except they just don't have the cute hats. But, you know, it's just, you know, all this stuff is going on, all this distraction. The Ninth Court, Ninth Circuit, what they did, you know, it was like they wanted to resist Trump just for being Trump instead of protecting our country. I think it's an outrage. It really opens up the conversation again. I'm starting to see this, Ed, of people saying, you know, I think we need to maybe impeach some judges just to give them notice that, look, it is not about your, you know, your opinion. It is about the rule of law. You need to do your job.
Yeah, well, look, the Ninth Circuit opinion was not only unfortunate but unfounded, and clearly I listened to the arguments in front of the three-judge panel, and clearly they were stilted against the Trump administration. But that's part of the look. That's part of the checks and balances. Let's call it what it is. It should not have happened. It was a wrong decision. It was politically based as opposed to constitutionally based. But put that aside for a second. I think that the administration is on the right course now in rewriting a new executive order that will be bulletproof. The court there is the most liberal court, and is turned over 50% of the time, or reversed 50% over 50% of the time. So nothing should be a surprise to us. But now they have a chance to take that order and bulletproof an executive order that will achieve protecting Americans, and making sure that we have appropriate and extreme vetting around letting in refugees from these seven countries. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good start. And that's all it is, a good start.
Well, Ed, as you say, things are all exposed now. I mean, the Ninth Circuit said these are our problems. You rewrite the executive order, or introduce a whole new executive order, not whole new, but you take what they said, clean up those details, hand it back, and what do they got to argue?
Exactly the point. So one of the things they gave the state of Washington standing. I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this,
right.
But they gave they allowed standing for the state of Washington based upon the quote unquote the impact of students who came from these seven affected countries who had appropriate student visas. All they have to do in that case, as an example, is to issue this basically the same order and say anybody who already has legal status into the United States, either has a green card or some other visa status like students, can be allowed to come and go freely because they've already been vetted. But anybody else from this point forward will be subject to the 90-day ban and then extreme vetting thereafter. I think that is an appropriate way just to handle that one problem. There's a couple other issues that they can deal with, but the court gave them a roadmap, and they should take the opportunity to rewrite this.
Exactly, and I think that will be coming this week, don't you think?
I do, because you know, here's the mission. Rather than get into a fight with a extreme left court out in the Ninth Circuit, stay focused on what the underlying purpose of the order was, and that was to protect Americans. And so if we're going to stay focused on that, the quickest and easiest way to do it is to provide a new and improved executive order. And I think put aside the pushing and shoving internally from the extreme left and trying to block everything Donald Trump does, the main focus should be creating jobs, getting our economy right, you know, having fair and free trade, and protecting our country. If he stays focused on accomplishing those things, whether it's through tax cuts or regulatory reform, et cetera, and restoring the military readiness and focusing in on defeating ISIS, I think that all these folks, or most of these folks, will disappear into the woodwork.
Well, there's nothing like, the best form of revenge is success, and he's postured very well to be in that position. I would just like to see him, as others have suggested, to, as much as possible, stay in the high ground, not to get down and get funky with these judges and, you know, with some of the tweets that's saying out there. I think it reduces his position of authority, don't you think?
You know what? Nothing confirms winning like winning. So
exactly.
If he stays focused on winning and stays out of the mud, you can't hit a home run, with a ball in the dirt. So.
Exactly. Ed Pizzulli, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Ed.
Pay less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Tweet me back, okay? I sent out a tweet last night saying, look, tell me your favorite Valentine's Day stories and maybe even the best gift that you received on Valentine's Day. And it's only appropriate that today on Valentine's Day we have Miss Valentine's Day herself. We're talking. Samantha Mills Mao is with us, the Good News Girl. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. You know, excited to Valentine's Day. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. You know, it's a good time, and, you know, even if it takes a day like Valentine's, I know there's a lot of pressure on people at times on Valentine's Day, especially guys. That you gotta, you know, you gotta do the right thing. I mean, you know, whether you get a, you know, a 4 foot tall bear or pajamas or, you know, berries. I mean, it's an endless array of things. But what is it that women really want for Valentine's Day, Sam? I'm gonna, you know, do a one person test here. Put you on the spot.
Okay. This is what I think. I think that they just want to be thought of. I think that anything, even if it's like, hey, I made reservations at our favorite restaurant, or like, I bought you, like, 1 year, for example, one of my favorite things that I've ever gotten for Valentine's Day was I got little miniature figurines. I collect, like, very little figurines, and my husband ordered some little tiny figurines because he knew that that was what I liked. So it was just like, it was simple, it was inexpensive, and I loved it. I mean, you know, he does the flowers, too. I think women just, I think all of us just want to be remembered, or just, you know, told that you're loved.
Yeah, exactly. Well, honey, I got good news for you. You know, our favorite restaurant where I proposed to you, you know, we got reservations, but, you know, it's 6 months from now. You know, so yeah, that's the other thing too. You got to get those reservations in early. If you're trying to scramble for today, then you end up at Pup and Taco or something, you know, so.
Well, you know, I think that even if you're just making dinner at home or anything like that, anything that makes a woman feel special is a good way to go, you know, just any sweet little thing.
Well, guys, sometimes, you know, and I got to tell you, I appreciate women that kind of look at Valentine's Day as that it's a two-sided event. Although in some households it is about the women. So it's almost like the women get an extra day. It's like an extra Mother's Day, or maybe not quite Mother's Day, or future Mother's Day type of situation. And a lot of pressure on the guys. And so over the years I've tried to do whatever I could to encourage them. And, what I hear from women is it's the little things, like you said, a little figurine. It's just to say, hey, look at you, you gave it some thought. You just didn't run down to the local drugstore and get me, some discounted box of chocolates or something.
Well, you know, one of my husband's favorite gifts that I ever gave him was I had seen where you take little tiny post-it notes and you put it on a mirror in the shape of a heart, and each one says like something you love about the person.
Yes.
So it was really inexpensive, but he loved it. He wouldn't even let me take it down for like a month.
Wow. Well, that's very cool.
So
it seems like that, something that really kind of bless you and remind you that, look at you, you got the right Valentine. So happy Valentine's Day. No pressure. I hope
you.
It all goes well and it's memorable, because, that's what this is all about. It's another
right.
year to remember, why in the heck you're hanging around that knucklehead anyway, right?
That's right.
Well, good.
Hey,
let's talk about these viral videos you got. You got, a handshake teacher has a viral message for parents. Talk about encouragement here. What happened here?
I don't know if you've gotten to see this video, but there's a teacher in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I've actually seen a couple since then, but this teacher named Barry White Jr., actually, mm-hmm. in Charlotte, North Carolina, has this.
Does he have a deep voice, too? Does he have a
I know.
Barry White? My name's Barry
you
White.
You picture him kind of having a Barry White voice.
Yeah, right,
but,
exactly.
He does a separate handshake for every single one of his students when they're coming into class each day.
Mm-hmm.
And their video of him doing this absolutely just took off and went viral. You know, he's been on TV because of it. And I think one reason people are so excited is because, first of all, for a teacher to take his time and remember a separate handshake with each student just shows that he's really paying attention and wanting them to be feeling special and interactive. And so he was on today. And they were asking him, you know, what advice would you give to parents? And he said, just be encouraging of your children, you know, give them, like, pump them up before they go to school each day. And, you know, I can tell you, if I had a teacher that was this enthusiastic, it makes so much difference going to school. It doesn't become a chore. It's kind of like, it's like an event that you're attending, and it's fun.
Exactly.
And learning becomes fun.
Well, you're given validation. You know, somebody
that's right.
is giving you notice. I mean, this has been, I think, the big challenge we've had, particularly in the last decade or so, is that people have been invalidated. They mean less. I got to tell you, this is so cool about this handshake that this teacher does. And I mean, the kids know, they know what to do. It's all, you know, they're playing their role. It's awesome. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, if that doesn't get you excited to go in the classroom to, you know, to want to learn, I mean, this is really great. So, and this video, along with all the others that we talk about here, are listed in Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. Let's go to the next one. A firefighter delivers baby. I love this. It's not enough you deliver the baby. Now you adopt her?
I know. It really was like fate intervened. Mark Haddon and his wife, you know, Mark had been a firefighter for 20 years when he ended up delivering this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But him and his wife were left unable to have a third child after their second, and they wanted a third baby. They wanted a little girl, but due to medical complications, they couldn't, and the adoption process was just too expensive. So, you know, he's down there in South Carolina. This actually happened a few years ago, but the story is getting popular right now because, you know, the little girl's getting older. So down in South Carolina, he was called to a house, and a woman was delivering, and he delivers his first baby in the back of an ambulance, and he overheard the mom say, I'd like to put this baby up for adoption immediately. Well, he kind of joked about it at first, but 2 days later, him and his wife ended up adopting her, and they said it was kind of like God's plan all along. It, you know, it was just fate intervened, and it's just a really cool story. What are the chances,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
This little girl just came into their lives and has been part of their families, and it's just a really beautiful story.
Well,
a little crazy.
What a neat story there. What about this one? A cop sent to bust up a fight, bust a move instead.
Well, you don't hear stories like this often enough, but Actually, Jared Singh up in Toronto's Durham Regional Police Office was called down to bust up a fight. Well, what people thought was a fight. And it turned, when he got down there, it turns out they were filming a video, and the person that was surrounded by other people was actually breakdancing. And so instead of busting up a fight or making them disperse, the officer actually had some skills himself. He used to be on his own college breakdancing team.
Oh, really?
He had actually opened for Rick Ross.
So what did he do? He threw out a piece of linoleum out there on the grass and started busting a move on him?
He busted a move. He was just as good as anybody there. It was amazing.
Oh,
like, he had some serious skill. And, I mean, you just he wasn't just participating. This guy could beat any of them with his skill.
yeah. So here, hold my gun and my baton and watch me bust a move here. Huh?
That's exactly right. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. Very
cool. Everybody kind of went crazy for it. And, you know, you just need to see something like that more often. I think that it really humanizes police officers. Not that they're not people anyway, they're absolutely heroes, but you know, it's good to see more stories like that and just realize that these guys, you know, they're just doing their job and they're protecting us, and you know, they have lives and stories and backgrounds, and it just, I think people who you know, don't see cops as friendly, it's good to see them that way. It's good
exactly.
to be able to see somebody like this. Oh, it's really cool story.
And this next one, the Gaga girl, Lady Gaga, I should say, you know, she's done a lot of good things. You know, there's been some, you know, people try to bring her into controversy and stuff, but they sometimes miss, you know, much of the good things that she does. And you've got a good story here about an empowering message for those that would want to do some body shaming, right?
Well, I know that a lot of people had actually been concerned about her halftime show. You know, is it going to be political? Everything's so tense. And she, I watched the show. I thought she did a really great job, and it seemed definitely more patriotic than anything else. And actually, after that, she had gotten some body shaming on Twitter. And I just think, you know, when you have somebody who's in, she's obviously in great physical fitness. She kind of tumbled down. We had actually talked about how great of shape she must have been in order to do that performance, because it was such high intensity.
Right.
And, you know, she started getting body shaming on Twitter. People say she had a muffin top and stuff like that. And she actually responded just in a beautiful way. And she said, "I heard my body is a topic of conversation, and I'm proud of my body, and you should be proud of yours too." Mm-hmm. I think it's really important that, you know, somebody like her comes out there and is like, you know what, I'm proud of it. She didn't, it wasn't, you know, her being hurt or anything like that. Yeah, this woman's in great physical fitness, and if people are shaming her, it's just out of control.
Yeah, if you're not cut in your stomach correctly, I mean,
yeah.
That's one thing. You know, Scott and I were talking about it. I'll throw Scott into this. Scott's going, "I don't want to be part of this conversation." But, you know, the thing was is that you heard, and mostly from women. You know, it's like, okay, do you want, you know, what do they say? A saucer of milk with that grammar, you know, I have to say.
What
you know? That is. Yeah, like, you know, kind of thing, you know, but, yeah, it was the women is like, whoa, you know, but, like you said, to do what she did, you know, requires, you better be in good shape because not everybody can be doing that. About 30 seconds left, dog places puppies in foster mom's lap. What is this about?
I don't know if you've seen this, but this pit bull had 11 puppies, and we've never seen anything like it, but Stephanie Wells Doyle, that she adopted this pit bull, and you can see this pit bull taking them from one side of the room to another. There's been like 35 million views on this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you think of pit bulls as really tough dogs.
Exactly.
This dog's just a big old baby carrying her little babies over to her foster mom to watch out for them. It's really sweet.
Yeah, it
is. Does anybody take it out for a feel good?
It is a sweet video. Hey, we got some great videos to share with you here. So go to BillMartinezLive.com and check out Sam's Corner. They're all right there, and you will be blessed, I'm telling you. Samantha Mills Mao, the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's right.
rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lifetime Great.